Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And we are up next. Friday, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. I hope I had a little
oopsie daisy.
Oopsie daisy at the very beginning.
little technical difficulties.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of buttons and things over here to do, and
I
happened to drag my timer on top of my music bar,
so
I couldn't see my music bar, and it caused me. To say a word.
Good job, numbnuts.
Right.
Thanks, Ty.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Right. I always appreciate your support. Anyway, before I... You know what? I don't even know what the show's going to be like. I mean, I have felt so rushed all week, all day.
Right.
I feel like I just got in here. I'm not even sure if I've had the proper prep time for the show. So, you know what? You probably should get yourself a drink.
Yes. Or two.
Sit back because I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. I really don't.
Is all the music from Rush?
No. But there's no rhyme or reason. I can tell you that. I mean, there's a couple of songs that have some sort of meaning, and I'll get into that as we go along. But for the most part, it's a hodgepodge.
Probably some kind of snake shit. I don't know.
No. There's not a snake song. Anyway, before I get any farther, let me go ahead and introduce everybody. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah O'Radio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How are you, sweet girl?
Great.
I see that you are still in the process of lightening your hair.
Yes.
What was it? Last week, you went from a raven black to a penny orange.
Mm-hmm.
And now it looks like, what would you call that, strawberry blonde?
It's strawberry blonde and neon orange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it still has some neon orange highlights.
I still kind of like it. I am anxious to see it again, see you again as a blonde.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
Well, I guess we'll just have to be patient.
Yes.
We don't want all your hair to fall out.
I know. I'm trying to keep the length, right. So got to do it slow.
So anyway, to Hannah's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
Stephanie, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Mm-hmm. We got some things to talk to you about.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that in just a minute. What'd you say? You're going home?
I said,
I thought you said I'm going home. I was like, well, you are home.
Yeah.
I'm here, buddy.
You live here now.
That voice that you just heard is my boy, Ty Ginn. Ty Ginn, how are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's living
long
here.
Long dramatic pause. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my name is Mark, and I'll be your host for the next couple of hours here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. Now, look, it's been a while since we've had a call.
Right.
Yes.
And because I may not have a full plate of content, that might help us out.
Right.
Come on, guys.
Pitch in.
Right, pitch in.
Be a pal.
Right. If you don't want to give us a call, you can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
And we'll be glad to respond to you as we get the tweets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this has been a busy week for us.
It has.
Right. We started, since we spoke to you last, which was last Friday.
Yes.
Steph and I went to Lakeland. To do like the first part of her birthday celebration.
Right, and Mother's Day.
And Mother's Day, right, that's right. I forgot that Mother's Day was on Sunday.
Yes.
So anyway, we went to Lakeland, and they had this downtown Lakeland, which is actually a very cool, low-key little downtown area.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, it could be livened up a little bit, but it's really pretty down there.
And I like how quiet it is.
Yeah, I like how quiet it is, but I think I'd get tired of that.
Yeah.
I like downtown St. Pete. There's something going on down there.
Right, mm-hmm. Always.
Know? Lakeland, I think it needs a little bit of a boost.
A little bit of an oomph.
Right. But anyway, this past weekend we were there in part to celebrate Steph's birthday, but also Mother's Day. And we went to this fantastic art festival, which was called the Mayfair Art Festival.
Yeah.
And downtown St. Pete, they have two lakes. They have Mirror Lake.
Downtown Lakeland.
Lakeland, that's right. I'm sorry. And then they have the Mirror Lake. And then they also have Lake Morton.
Well, those are two of the lakes.
Well, they're Lakeland.
Right. There are lakes everywhere. Right.
Well, these two particular lakes are downtown Lakeland.
Right.
Anyway, Lake Morton is the bigger of the two. And it had the art festival, the Mayfair Art Festival. All the way around the lake were set up all of these artist tents.
Right.
What, 168 tents?
Yes.
Some of the coolest stuff I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
Some really, really cool stuff. If you had to pick one thing in particular, what artist, what jumps out at you?
One of my favorites were the Bitty Bots.
Yes, the Bitty Bots. That's what I was going to say. This woman, what is her name? Here, I got a card right here, and it doesn't even, oh, yes, it does. Sherry Kuja.
Kuja.
K-U-D-J-A. Sherry Kuja. And she creates these Bitty Bots, which are just household items that she turns into these really cool-looking little robots. I mean,
right.
Some of these robots are like 3 inches tall. Some of them are as tall as, 2 feet tall.
Right.
Very, very cool. And a lot of household items used. If you're interested in anything like that, or if you want to get a look at what she's doing, you can go to her website. It's www.bittybots.com. And that's B-I-T-T-I, bots, B-O-T-S.com. Very cool stuff.
Very cool stuff.
That's the one that jumps out at me. I was the, I don't know, I don't want to say I was the most impressed, but I was.
It was the most unique.
Visually stimulated.
Yes. Yes.
It was cool
but
stuff.
They had artists from all over the country.
Right.
And
168.
And all mediums.
Right.
Photography, woodworking.
Yeah.
Regular painters.
Right.
I mean, I hate to call them regular because none of them were. I mean, that was all stunning.
Well, what I liked is that it wasn't, it was all art.
Yes.
It was all art.
Yes.
Every single one of those tents was art.
Exactly.
And I mean, whether it was jewelry, like you said, painting, sculpture, these Bitty Bots, just really, really cool stuff.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know, not, not flea market-ish or market type.
Right. There wasn't anybody selling t-shirts and little crappy stuff.
Right. It was all very good, unique pieces of art. You know, blown glass and just so many different artists.
Mm-hmm.
It was really a neat event. And the way that they had it set up around the lake, there were a ton of people there.
Right.
But you never felt crowded.
No, it was just an all-day stroll around the perimeter of the lake.
Right. And then they had the little golf cart shuttles.
That's right.
So that if you went around, you could get the golf cart shuttle to take you back to your starting point, or to the shuttle location or where you parked your vehicle.
And they had food trucks.
Food trucks.
Yeah,
we had a good event.
Food trucks. Very good event. And apparently that's an annual event there.
Yes.
So if you're looking for a good art show or a good art, exhibit?
Yes. And it's
outdoor art exhibit?
It's one of the largest.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's
the
amazing.
Mayfair Art Festival in downtown Lakeland.
And they have that every year on Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
That's cool. Another part of the weekend was, that was pretty much Saturday and Sunday. We did that. And then Tuesday was your birthday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We all got together to celebrate Stephanie's 50th birthday.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. And we went over to Harold Seltzer's Steakhouse, which was fantastic.
It was wonderful.
I don't know why it took us 20 years to get there.
I know. I don't either.
It was worth the wait.
It was worth the wait. They claim to have the best prime rib in town, and I'm on board with that.
I agree.
It was good. Steph, you know, a lot of times you got the surf and turf.
Yes.
Which was like a New York strip steak.
Yes.
And then a lobster tail.
Yes.
And a lot of times when you go to a restaurant, if you get the surf and turf, they're going to give you this tiny little lobster tail. That was a good size lobster tail.
It was a very good size lobster tail.
I was very impressed by the whole experience there. We will do that again.
Absolutely. And our waiter was fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, Chris, if you're listening.
Right.
Good job.
Great job.
He did a great job. Absolutely, he did. So let's see what else. So your birthday, we did that. We went to go pick up your ring that I had made for you. As a matter of fact, I got a call from Jeff the jeweler today. It has been sized and been redone since we looked at it on Tuesday.
Right.
And we can pick it up tomorrow.
Yay.
So I'm looking forward
to
that.
I'm very excited. Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
One of the other things that we did, because Steph and I took off Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. So that was fantastic.
It was. It was wonderful. I never want to go back to work again.
Right. Wednesday morning we got up. I don't know what we were thinking, but we got up. This is something that we never do. Got up and went down to Reddington Beach, and we ended up walking 2.5 miles on the beach.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Bright and early.
Crazy.
Bright and early. My legs are still hurting. You say that your legs aren't, but
no.
you don't have, these little chicken legs like I do.
Yeah, so, right. I actually have calf muscles.
I'm surprised I'm not crippled. I mean, yesterday, when I finally went back to work yesterday, it was like, oh, my God, what'd I do? You know, but you have since Wednesday morning, you've walked every day this week. You've walked Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yes, I have.
And you're going to keep that up.
I am.
Now, you said that we were going to go for a walk tomorrow morning.
Yes, we are.
Let's do it.
We are. Bright and early.
I like that. Now, what is your motivation?
Mental health.
I think is
what it is.
Well, you can't be in a bad mood at the beach.
No.
And if you start your day every day walking on the beach, that's got to say something for how you're going to start your day.
Exactly.
Or at least
the tone.
Steer it in the right direction.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very calming. Mm-hmm. I've condo world can be very stressful.
Absolutely, it can.
So mm-hmm. I've
and
found...
we both work at in a condo world.
Exactly.
It can be hell.
And yes, and especially after having, you know, those extra 3 days off,
right.
I knew going back to work yesterday what I was facing, and I had a board meeting last night, so I knew I was going into this
horrendous long
day, and, you know, I never felt stressed yesterday. It was very...
It could be because of the walk in the morning.
Yes.
Very good.
You know, I never felt, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't let anything get to me.
No.
Nope.
Good. One of the things that I'm going to do, I am vowing right here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
Oh, geez.
That
Mark the recorder.
Starting Monday. Mm-hmm. I had my fingers crossed when I said that. But
yes, of course you did.
Starting Monday, I am going back to Largo Rec to start my workouts because in August... we are going to fly up to Richmond, Virginia to go to my 35th high school reunion.
Yes.
Whoa.
35th.
35. You're old.
It is old.
You're old.
I don't feel that old.
I don't either.
Well, you're not that old. 35th.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't show up in my current state.
No.
No, I want to show up like I just graduated high school.
You gonna work on your legs a bit?
I'm gonna work on my legs. I'm gonna show up with a washboard something.
Yes.
I'm gonna show up with a washboard that I'll play for the crowd.
Right.
I'm gonna put it in your shirt, make it look real.
Yeah. Just walk around with the washboard in your shirt.
Well, I can guarantee that I will be tan.
Yes. Yes, you will definitely
At least you've
be
got
tan.
That going.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Let's see. One of the things that we talked about last week, we mentioned briefly that we had gotten those little fidget spinners.
Yes.
And I hadn't really gotten any kind of explanation about where they came from or what the history of them is, that kind of thing. So I kind of looked it up a little bit, and they're not made by a major toy company or anything like that. More often than not, you can find them at gas stations that have like the convenience store.
Right.
Or at 7-Elevens.
Or Walgreens.
Yeah. And what'd they run? Like 10, 12 bucks, something like that. Yeah. Apparently, they've been around for a long time, and they were originally made to give autistic kids and kids with attention deficit disorder something to
help
keep them focused.
Focus.
Uh-oh. Oh,
we're getting a call.
We
listen
sure are.
To that.
Hold on.
It rings.
Can't miss it.
Hey, this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we talking to?
This is Jenny, and I'm just calling to confirm that you are actually that old that you could have a 35th high school reunion.
Well, let me tell you something, Missy. You will also be at that 35th reunion.
Yes. But I'm one of the youngest in the class.
Yeah. But by then, you will be the same age as the rest of us.
Oh, all right.
Right.
So that's good that you're coming to the reunion.
Yeah. I decided that it's time to get out of Florida. It's been a while since we've been up to Richmond. And what a better time to go than the reunion.
Indeed. We can't wait.
Yeah,
Happy birthday, Steph.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We are looking at staying at the Linden Row Hotel. And,
nice.
Yeah. I don't know that much about it, but we went on like the virtual tour of it. Looks like a pretty cool place. And I think Paul said that it's like right across the street from where he works.
Yeah, it's really close. And it's a great location. You'll be able to walk to things and
Very cool.
And I don't know. It's fun. And yeah, we can't wait.
Nice.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things. Well, so I'm glad that you guys had a good time at your arts festival and celebrated birthday, right? And we just thought we'd call and say, yes, indeed, you are old enough.
We have a 35th reunion. So, right.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. But we'll talk again soon. I just had to make sure that everybody confirmed that you are indeed
old enough.
That age.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Jenny.
Well, Jenny, two things. First of all, thank you for listening.
Yes.
And two, thank you for calling.
Yes.
Indeed. Right. Anytime. All Enjoy right. the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Right.
Bye, Jen.
Bye.
Well, that was nice.
How about that?
How about that?
Why don't you just climb on under the bus now?
Right. Anyway, so that's cool. And, look, Paul and Jenny, two of my very best friends in the whole world. And, more than going up for the reunion, for me, it's to see them.
Right.
You know,
right.
We don't get to see them very often. We saw them just recently. When was that? What were they down here for?
They were down here for a wedding.
Yeah, right.
And then came.
That was just a couple months ago.
Yeah, so, not that long ago.
It'll be nice to be able to spend some time with them.
But it's been a long time since we've been to Richmond.
Oh my God!
And I love Richmond. I miss Richmond.
I think the last time I went to Richmond was Paul's 45th birthday. I'm almost positive.
Wow, and that was after we went. I don't. Right. I haven't been to Richmond since we did the road trip.
Yeah,
and that's
be fun. Yeah. Well, always said that if we were ever going to move back up north, we'd go to Richmond.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great town.
That might cause a bunch of people to move out of Richmond.
Right.
It's okay.
Because
it's okay.
They'll be intimidated by your washboard stomach.
Yeah, that's it.
In your tan.
Anyway, so I was talking about these fidgets. And like I was saying, that they've actually been around for a while. In the article that I read, they are driving school teachers mad.
Yes.
Because it seems that just about every student has one.
Right.
Maybe the teachers ought to get one.
Why aren't the teachers more in control? Why don't you just say, hey, put it away or give it to me? Why would they be driving them crazy? I don't understand why a teacher would ever get driven crazy. It's like, look, you're in charge.
Right. Well, times have changed.
I bet Jenny doesn't let that fidget crap happen in her class.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And when our kids were in school at Brighton, that would never fly.
No. Oh, no.
No.
I have to admit that I do have a fidget spinner, and I love it.
Yeah.
it keeps me focused.
Well, and Ty got me the widget cube for my birthday. Mm. And I find I don't even realize I'm doing it. I'll have it in my hand. And
well, you
I'll
may be,
autistic. Well, I might be. Mm-hmm. That very well could be.
I think the first sign is the way you rock back and forth in that chair.
Could be. Could be. Sign one.
You're so mean.
That's mean. Anyway, should we take a break? Let's take a break.
We should take a quick break.
Let's take a quick break. I've got a song here, and this was requested. Not this particular song, but this particular artist was requested by my dad, Ron Ginn. And this is an artist. His name is Steve Earle.
Oh, I remember Steve Earle. Mm-hmm. We went and saw him at the Tampa Theater.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to take a little break. We're going to play this Steve Earle song that's called Feel All Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we'll get into the rest of the show.
Sweet.
We'll be right back.
Outbound, my papa's son wandering out a smoking gun. Some of you would live through me, then lock me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away. Huh. But I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright. I feel alright. Precious contraband and ancient tales from distant lands. Conquerors and concubines and conjurers from darker times. A betrayal and conspiracy, sacrilege and heresy. And I feel alright. I feel alright tonight.
Okay, everybody. Yeah, we are back, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We come to you every Friday evening live.
Mm-hmm. Live.
Live, everybody, from 6 to 8. If you are listening to us now, we are live.
We are live.
Live. We are live.
Unless it's, you know, Tuesday afternoon and you're listening on the TuneIn app.
Right, and that's another cool thing. I have noticed that our Twitter followership has grown quite a bit.
He's
ever
very
since
linguistical.
Yeah, right.
Ever since the TuneIn app started playing all of the shows from Radio St. Pete
exactly.
On like a loop all
right.
day. It's amazing. We'll get two or three different Twitter followers almost a day.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
And because I listen to the TuneIn app,
right.
they're actually happening while
they're
our
listening.
Show is playing on the TuneIn mm-hmm. app.
So don't mess it up, Ty.
Right.
This is serious.
So if you want to follow us on Twitter, follow Marco Radio Show 1.
Right. That's it.
And tweet us.
And tweet us. That's it. Let's see. We try not to talk a lot about politics on the show, but with the current climate of our president's presidency, he's surpassed his first 100 days, and
barely.
It just seems like
you never know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen. I mean, he fired James Comey, the FBI director, and now there's a big investigation. I mean, did he have anything to do with the Russians during the campaign and this and that? And,
now there's an investigation into the firing. I mean, there are so many investigations going on.
And you don't really know what you can believe coming out of the media. I saw something, and I think it was on Facebook, and some of my Facebook friends were pretty upset, and they were like, oh, I don't think Trump's going to be able to dig his way out of this one. And the headline said, during that Facebook post, it said, Comey's memo said 62 million Russians voted for Trump. Well,
62 million?
Yeah, I tried to look that up to see if I could, verify that. I haven't seen anything else that said anything about that.
Right.
And I'm not trying to defend anybody. I'm not trying to defend Trump or anything like that. What I'm saying is,
we're just looking for the truth.
What is the truth? And, I mean, Trump, I don't know that I've ever, in my lifetime, I don't know that I've ever seen another president get so much media coverage. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Right. It's constant.
He's a reality star.
He is. I started writing down headlines just over a couple of days. I didn't write down every headline, during the week, just a couple of days. And it was like Trump's defensive speech to Coast Guard grads. That was one headline. Trump gave info to Russians. CNN was asked not to report for fear of losing their lives. That was a headline.
Right.
Right? I mean, Fox News can't even get Republicans to defend Donald Trump. I mean, and I've got like five or six more. It's journalists cringe over part of Comey memo. It just goes on and on and on. And it's like, I don't know, will we ever, and today's headline, witch hunt.
Right.
With a
right.
picture of Donald Trump, standing at a podium. I don't know. It's a circus.
It is a circus.
It's a circus. I don't know. I don't even. I'm disappointed.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm disappointed because I'm disappointed because I don't know.
Okay.
Because I don't know. And they are creating a doubt, I guess. All these media headlines. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Well,
what did you think was going to happen
when
he became president? This is exactly what I thought would happen.
I got that he's controversial. I get that.
But more than that. He's not only controversial, he's so non-presidential.
Let's just say
he's an asshole.
He's a boob. He is a boob.
And between, the whole Russian thing and, firing Comey and poking North Korea
all this tweeting. I saw this article the other day that said, and the headline was, "Our Child Leader."
Yeah.
And that makes a lot of sense because the way that this journalist broke down that article, it was like we're dealing with a 10-year-old president.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he made a lot of sense in the way that he described Trump's actions in comparing those actions to that of a child.
Right.
He's looking for acceptance almost, at every turn. That's why he's always like, I'm the best. I'm this. I'm that. Show me.
Right.
Where's it at?
Show me. Anyway.
That's, maybe he needs a fidget spinner so he'll quit tweeting. Something to distract him and help him focus.
He's got such small hands.
Yeah, because I can't. I have a hard time holding
your fidget spinner.
Because my hand is too little. Mine keeps stopping, which is frustrating.
It's all a distraction. The aliens are already here.
Right. Well, that's, you know, and that's what brings, that's where my head goes, is it's like, okay, so what is really going on that they, you know, the president, the media, everyone, you know, what is,
what are you laughing
what
at?
Are they creating?
At the very least, we're being invaded by giant snakes and part of Florida's on fire.
Yeah.
Well, we've got this that. Is true. We've got that going for us, Donnie.
Yeah.
Things aren't going great.
Yeah. Things in Washington are haywire, but here in Florida, all we have to worry about is giant snakes and wildfires.
And wildfires. Oh, and alligators.
Mm-hmm.
And the snakes might be on fire.
I actually do have another snake story.
Yes. Well, of course.
Well,
we have
invading.
To have,
mm-hmm.
We have to have our Python update.
Python report, honey.
Python report. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Got Anderson Cooper out there in the like, the mud. It's all like night vision.
Right.
In an airboat.
I'm out here at Ground Zero.
So we had a couple of celebrity deaths.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
One, Chris Cornell, mm-hmm. lead singer of Soundgarden and of Audioslave. He was found dead Thursday morning of an apparent suicide. Apparently, he hung himself.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah. That is sad.
I hate that because 52 years old, you know, and has kids.
Oh.
How do you do that if you have kids? That's to me, that's very irresponsible.
Maybe
very
they're bad
selfish.
Kids.
Yeah.
You haven't met his kids.
No, I would have a good excuse. Not this guy. This guy's a rock star. How bad could it be? You know.
Jeez.
It just, you know, it goes to show you. He should get up and walk on the beach every day.
Yeah, well, he should.
What he should have done.
Right. I have heard him classified as one of the best voices in rock and roll. And listening, I was never a big Soundgarden fan. As a matter of fact, we're going to play Spoon Man for our halfway point song.
Okay.
But he does have a very good rock voice.
Definitely. So. I mean, especially for the 90s.
Yeah. Well, you think about it. He was part of that whole, I guess, grunge invasion.
Yeah, the grunge
from
takeover.
Out there in Seattle. Yeah. I heard today something funny that, what's his name? Eddie Vedder. Is now the Betty White of grunge metal, of grunge music, because now you've got Chris Cornell's dead. You've got Cobain is dead.
Well, he's been dead the longest.
Yeah, right. No, but there's a couple other ones that have, mm-hmm. so he's like the only one still alive.
Wow.
The Betty White
of grunge
music, right.
Keep him wrapped in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh,
and
man.
Then the other death was Roger Ailes.
Yes.
Roger Ailes was 72, not 77 years old. And he just recently, in the past few months, came under fire for all of these sexual harassment suits against him. He was like the head of Fox News, right?
Something like that.
Wasn't it Fox News? Yeah, Fox News. I mean, he basically was the architect of Fox News. This guy not only...
I don't know if that's something to be proud of.
But. Well, but here's the thing. He also worked on different presidential campaigns and things like that. From what I've heard, I've not heard anything bad about him except for the sexual allegation charges.
Well, and that's presidential behavior now.
Right.
It's accepted.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been that much pressure.
Well, apparently he fell and hit his head at his home here in Florida, I think it said. And he did not recover from that. 77 years old, Roger Ailes. Now, I wonder what happens to those cases against him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if these people have civil suits against him and they're asking for certain amounts of money, is that hopefully... I mean, I'd like to think that his wife or his children aren't going to have to, you know, burden, you know, have that as a burden on them. I mean, he did it. They didn't
right.
do it.
Right.
You know.
You know, and...
I mean, what's going to happen if Bill Cosby dies?
And now he can't
All
even...
All the pudding.
Now he can't,
Rudy!
You know, he can't even defend himself.
Put the pudding on your toes!
That's a pretty good Bill Cosby, actually.
That's not bad, is it? Rudy! Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
No, I didn't either.
I got all these talents up
All these tricks up his
you
sleeve.
Just, you know what? You poke me every once in a while, I'll let something out.
Oh my!
Don't pull my finger. Yeah. And poke me.
Oh my!
Anyway, so those are the two celebrity deaths, and like I said, at our halfway point, I'm going to play Spoon Man, which is by Soundgarden and the lead singer Chris Cornell, who died yesterday at age of 52.
Yes.
He had just, they had done a concert in Detroit the night before.
Right. They had a great show from right. what I understand.
I heard that the last thing he said when he left the stage is, "We'll be back soon, Detroit."
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So, whatever. You know, what happened?
Hmm. Yeah, what happened? Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Maybe Courtney Love is secretly killing off all the grunge guys.
Yeah, right.
You saw Soaked in Bleach.
Yes.
I did. She yeah. did it.
She's an assassin.
She did it.
I think she may have had a part in killing Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I could agree with that.
Excuse Absolutely.
Me, after watching that documentary, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. She knows something.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's got some information.
She doesn't know a lot, but she knows something.
She knows yeah, something.
She knows something about that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Do we want to talk about pre-show dinner?
Well, we can. It was a leftover feast.
it was a hodgepodge. I mentioned that we went to Harold Seltzer's for Steph's birthday.
Yes.
On Tuesday, and tonight.
Tonight,
we had it all again.
We opened up everybody's styrofoam boxes,
and I heated it all up.
Yeah, as a smorgasbord.
Yeah, there was
it
there
was good
steak.
Is
prime
that wrong
rib.
Of us to eat leftovers? What 3 days later?
No,
I don't think so. It was all good. It didn't taste bad to me.
Delicious.
Yeah, and so good.
I think when it's good to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good. Yeah. You're good. And let me tell you, those mushrooms.
Oh my God. Those mushrooms were to die for.
Absolutely.
I noticed there weren't any mushrooms left tonight.
Oh, there weren't?
When it came time for me to get my little schmackerel of pre-show dinner.
Because I'm going on a trip this evening.
I don't think they're those kinds of mushrooms, Di.
We will see.
Yeah. No, they were delicious. I had actually, mushrooms and Brussels sprouts
right.
was where I focused this evening. Right. But yes, and the rest of our onion rose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a blooming onion.
It's
basically a blooming onion, if you know what that is, but they call it the rose onion.
Right.
Mm. Same thing.
But yeah, with all of those foam containers in there.
Yeah, we had like the foam wall in our refrigerator.
So exactly.
You couldn't see anything else.
So there was plenty to
had to get
eat.
Rid of it.
And everybody, I think everybody had some, mm-hmm. and it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right.
There you go.
Let's talk about sports, man.
Sports, man.
Don't have a whole lot to say.
No.
Not really a lot going on. I know that the hockey playoffs are winding down.
Oh, my God. Are those still going on?
Yes. Oh, my God. They play hockey till like, July.
Ugh, unbelievable. I had no idea.
The season always seems a lot longer when your team's not in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, my 21 and 22 Tampa Bay Rays start a weekend series tonight here at the Trop. Against the AL East leading New York Yankees.
Okay.
Well, you know what that means. It means there should be big crowds at the Trop this weekend. Anytime the Yankees are in town.
Yankees or the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, and look, you know, for whatever reason, throughout the years, whether we've been a good team or a bad team, we've always played the Yankees pretty good.
Yes.
We've always seemed to have their number
yes.
for whatever reason. So here's a three-game homestand with big crowds that
right.
are going to be mostly Yankee fans. But hopefully.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
But they're also, for the first time in forever,
right.
They're calling for 50% chance of rain.
Yes.
Saturday, and then I think it's 40% chance of rain Sunday.
Perfect opportunity to go downtown to Tropicana Field.
Absolutely.
Catch some Rays baseball against the New York Yankees.
And,
you're going to be inside. You're not going to get wet.
Right. See if we can't have the Rays fans outnumber the Yankee fans.
How about that?
For a change.
That would be nice. Go Rays. now, I have a little bit of a problem with the Tampa Bay Times.
A problem?
Well,
Okay, with the Tampa Bay
yes.
Times.
So I don't want to talk about
on just this one.
Well, I don't want to talk about all my problems, but I do want to talk about, is it me? Am I just blind? But I can never find anything in the sports section about the Rowdies.
Yeah, no.
Why don't they? It's like they're playing tonight.
And there was
nothing. It's an away game, but there was no mention of it. I did not see any. I will give you the sports page, and if you can find a mention of the Rowdies in the sports page today.
I wonder why.
I'll give you $20. I mean, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's surprising.
It is surprising. I mean, they're talking about, I mean, they just got this whole, they had that vote.
Right.
So that Bill Edwards, the owner of the Rowdies, could go in and, you know, revamp the stadium to make it an 18,000 square foot or 18,000 seat stadium in hopes that we will pick up an MLS franchise or be accepted as an MLS franchise. And there's just no mention at all.
That's shocking.
I think I might call in to the Radio St. Pete's Unused Substitute show and ask them about that. Why is there no
press?
Yeah, there's nothing.
I don't know.
I had to Google it to see who they were playing. This is another thing that's ridiculous. We went to that expo a couple weeks ago.
Right.
The Rowdies had a table at the expo.
Right.
They're giving out schedules, but they only give out the home schedule.
Right.
I had to Google who they were playing tonight.
Right. They're lacking some promotion.
Yeah.
They need some better marketing.
Absolutely.
To, you know, get it out. I mean, who are they playing tonight?
They are actually playing FC Cincinnati. And again, don't know what FC is. It's got to be football club, right?
But, you know, so how many Rowdies fans are headed to Cincinnati
right.
if you don't even know that's where they're playing?
Right. I don't know.
And we don't know, you know, what Cincinnati's record is. Are they, you know, a good team? Are they a bad team? Is this a, you know, must win?
Yeah, I don't even know what their record is.
You know,
I just think that it should be just like the Rays. The Rays, you always have the box scores.
Right.
You know what their current standings are. Why don't we have just a, I mean, look. It's one soccer team in town. It doesn't even have to take up that much of the paper.
Right.
Just give us a blurb. Let us know what their record is. What's their standing?
Right.
Who are they playing next? Where are they going to be tonight?
And what's their record?
That's all.
You know.
Who do I need to call?
I don't know.
Ghostbusters.
Somebody.
Does this Skype phone call out?
I think it does.
Anyway. Go Rowdies.
Go,
yes. I wish you well.
Yes.
Have no idea. You might be in the basement.
For all we know.
You might be leading the league. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Well, we will contact the Tampa Bay Times and find out.
Mm-hmm. We'll do something.
Something. We'll do something.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about movies and entertainment?
We sure. can.
It's been kind yes. of a slow week for us. I mean, as far as we didn't go see any movies, well, we never do. Yeah. I know I spoke to both of you kids before the show, and neither one of you went to go see anything.
Nope.
Are either one of you binge-watching anything?
I watched Moana.
Moana?
Moana.
Where'd you get? Did you buy it? Did
I
you
did.
Go see it? Moana.
Yeah.
That's the that's a Pixar deal, right?
I think so.
Is it like a Disney Pixar?
Yeah, it's a Disney thing.
And that's the what is
the
Moana?
Hawaiian chick.
Oh, right.
It's
right.
pretty good.
Moana. I think I heard you say to Hannah that you may have cried a little bit.
Just a little.
Really?
Wow.
What was
so dramatic or heart tugging?
I'm not going to spoil it.
Because you don't want to cry?
Kind of. I don't want to make you cry.
Yeah, because you know I will cry at the drop of a hat.
Right.
If I see anybody crying, that's it. My automatic cry button is pushed.
Yes.
Pushed.
I guess so, we're crying.
I guess we're crying. Damn it. I don't even know why we're crying.
Yeah, but.
When you're crying, I might as well be crying.
Here we go.
Turn that Hallmark commercial off.
Yeah, right.
That Publix one, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, nobody saw anything this week.
No, but The Keepers.
Yes.
I think that starts today.
Yes, I think you're right.
It's out
That's
today.
The one about that what happened to Sister Kathy.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, today is the release on that.
What happened to Sister Kathy is supposed to be like the next Making a Murderer. It's supposed to be a documentary that's going to suck everybody And, you know, it's going to be the next big topic of conversation for the next year.
Right.
You know, I think there were going to be like 8 episodes, so not very many.
Well, and, you know, hopefully it will be solved.
Yeah.
You know, I'm guessing that's part of.
I think the gist of the whole story is that she discovered that a priest, not diddling boys, but killing young girls.
Oh, my.
That he was like a murderer or something like that. And she found out about it. Oh. And then she disappeared. I think that's it.
Okay. Well, we'll be on that and talking about it next week. Mm-hmm.
Hey, one of the things, when was the last time you saw Deborah Winger in anything?
Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my. You're right. Oh, my is right. How, if you had to guess, how old is Deborah Winger?
52.
No, honey, I'm 52.
I thought she was your
age.
She's
much older than me.
Oh. Yeah. Well, shows you what I know.
Yeah, she's 61.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so name a Deborah Winger movie. Hannah, go.
Pass.
No. Todd.
No.
I mean, what?
Terms of Endearment.
Was no. she in terms? No, that was Julie, Julia Roberts, right?
I don't like her.
Oh.
No, that was Steel Magnolias. Terms of Endearment, she was in. And she died.
Yes.
Urban Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Officer and a Gentleman, right. So she was in some really big movies, late 80s, 90s, and then sort of disappeared. She left the limelight. Anyway, she's back now in a movie called, what is it called? I think it's called The Lovers.
Oh.
The Lovers, everybody. And it opened, it's an indie flick.
Okay.
Yep. As a matter of fact, if you go to Tampa Bay Times and you look at their top 5 movies for the weekend, you've got Alien Covenant.
I want to see that.
Yeah, I bet you do. Number 2 is The Lovers with Deborah Winger. Yep. Number 3 is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Good.
2, The Fate of the Furious. They can get rid of that one. And Snatched.
Oh, I heard Snatched was terrible.
Yeah, well, it's the, I guess it's fairly popular because who it has in it, but probably not a very good movie.
Yeah.
Hey, Alien Covenant opened last night, Ty, so it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's ready for you to go see.
I've heard mixed things.
There's another movie, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. That's out starting last night. And
that's a movie.
Yeah, everything.
They made it into a movie.
Everything. All right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, those are the movies. What else? What else do I have here?
So anyway, no.
If you're wondering what happened to Deborah Winger,
there you go.
She just sort of disappeared. Had kids and that kind of thing, and she's back. 61-year-old Deborah Winger in a movie called The Lovers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, here's somebody that we have seen several times here in the area. It's a local blues guy, Selwyn Birchwood.
Yes.
I love Selwyn Birchwood.
I love Selwyn Birchwood.
Yep. He's actually, he's about to release his second album, and they're having a party for it. He is going to be playing 8 p.m. May 25th down at the Ale and the Witch.
Ah,
which
okay.
is a very cool place to go see live music.
Yes,
it's in that courtyard.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I think, is that the last time we saw Betty Fox? Was that the Ale and the Witch? No, that's when Dad was here.
Yeah, no, we've been to the Hideaway since then.
Right. Mm-hmm. Great place to go see live music in that courtyard where the Ale and the Witch is.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway, so like I said, that's 8 p.m. May 25th at the Ale and the Witch to go see Selwyn Birchwood, who will be offering up some of his new songs off his new album. And the new album is called Pick Your Poison.
Ah, intriguing.
I'm going to play one of his songs a little bit later.
Okay.
In the show.
Nice.
Mm, if I think about it. Anyway.
Well, and this week on the Homemade Broadcast.
Yeah.
Rebecca Pulley,
right,
is going to be on with Will Koontz,
yeah,
this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out on Radio St. Pete.
Well, Rebecca and I have sort of a relationship.
Yeah. A stalker type relationship.
Forceful photo bombing.
Yeah. I made a point of sitting in front of her to get a picture so that it would look like she was photo bombing me.
Right.
And then at the hideaway, I went up and put my arm around her and said, "Quick, take a picture." So we're like best buds.
Yeah. Yeah. Like best buds.
Yeah.
You know, it started back at Localtopia when right. she made the mistake of sitting down on the wall beside us.
Well, we talked about dogs.
Yes. And
it started out with a sit. How did it end up like this?
Yeah.
Nice, Anna. That's good.
Right.
Wrote a song about it. Here it goes. Right.
So, no, but check that out this Sunday, the homemade broadcast.
Let's see. We all work.
Yes.
Whoa. Yeah, we do.
Do any of your workplaces have a smash space?
A smash space. No.
A smash space.
No. I have a compactor.
Do you know what a...
Does that qualify?
Do you know what a smash space is?
No.
I know when I go to work, I usually want to smash face.
Well, this is similar, Ty. This is very similar. Let me tell you a little story.
Okay.
A Maryland elementary school principal was forced to resign after she created a smash space where teachers could relieve tension by destroying old pieces of furniture with a baseball bat.
Mm. Oh, my God. That sounds
amazing. Love it. Oh my God. That is amazing.
I wish we had that at Asylum. That right? would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm. The principal said she picked up the idea from a news article which explained how some companies have anger rooms where employees can de-stress by attacking computers.
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right.
Yeah, that's almost happened that, anyway.
And I want the people that make me mad to watch.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because parents of the students that go to this school that has the smash space are not happy because they feel like it's sending troubling messages to the students.
What? Anger management in a positive way?
It just makes me wonder if these parents are like, "Well, God, is that what they'd really rather be doing to my child?"
Yes, it is. So, discipline your child.
Haven't you ever wanted to just choke the life out of somebody?
Yes, I have. One parent said he had no problem with the teacher's smash space. He said, "It's a better thing to do than to take frustrations out on my kid." I agree with that.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Let's see. I'm thinking that the parents were upset probably because
they didn't want their children to see that type of destruction.
Well, I mean, if you're the principal, I'm hoping that you're going to set this up someplace where the kids can't see it.
Oh, I don't know.
Or do you just have it like in the middle of the auditorium?
Right.
You bring all the kids in. The teacher goes, "All right, everybody in the auditorium." And the teacher just goes in like this little roped off area and just beats the shit out of this.
Out of the furniture. Melissa Escobar.
Yes.
She just tweeted that the Rowdies are playing Toronto and winning 3-1.
Damn it!
So,
that's how bad our paper is.
Right. That's how bad our information is.
What was the thing with Spike on the mic? That was Tuesday or something?
Yeah, it was the 15th.
Wasn't that the 15th? Thank you, PW. Well, thank you,
thank
Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah.
Keep us posted.
I'm guessing she's a Rowdies fan.
Yes. Or a Toronto fan. Who knows?
Did you say they were playing Toronto?
That's what she said.
Oh, okay.
God,
I don't know how she has any time to be listening or watching the Rowdies game. She's got all those chickens,
right?
That she needs to tend to,
and keep the snakes out.
I want to know what she ever did with that really small egg.
I don't know.
My recommendation is hatch that thing. I want to see what comes out.
Gross. All right, she says you can find information on USLsoccer.com.
All right. I'm going to write that down. USLsoccer.com. I'm writing it down. I am. I'm writing it down right now.
You know it.
USLsoccer.com.
That says Pornhub.
I didn't write porno. Anyway, thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Melissa, I hope to... oh, no. She didn't graduate in my class.
Oh.
I was going to say, I hope to see you at the reunion.
Go anyway.
Yeah, go anyway.
Go anyway. Yeah, what a crash. Join us in Richmond.
That's right.
And as far as the little egg, she's going to bronze it.
Nice.
Very cool.
What?
What'd she do what was inside? That's the big question.
Bronze.
I don't,
that's what's in there now.
I don't know. I would think that...
Maybe it was full of chocolate.
Maybe. I would think it would...
it was that size.
Poke a hole in it and blow it out.
Right.
Before you bronzed it.
I don't know. I hope so.
Bronze it.
Yeah. Just bronze the whole thing.
let's see. So back to these smash spaces. I'm not really sure it's a bad idea to have these places. I think that a lot of people do need some sort of release at work.
I do.
I just hope that, like I said, if you're going to have a space like that at your workplace, I think you really need to kind of put it someplace where other people can't see you do it.
Yeah.
Because
no, you could, I want them to watch.
Well, you could come out looking like a complete psychopath.
Well,
I want them to think that.
What I used to love when Hannah played softball,
right,
and we had the hit-away in the backyard, that was a great...
Yes.
You know, and maybe a little less intimidating for the children to watch your teacher out there swinging a bat at a softball or a baseball on a string.
Yeah.
You know, maybe... a better positive type image. I don't know.
Do you think they should just give them all foam swords and let them do what me and Kevin used to do?
Just beat the crap out of each other?
Yeah, just, you know.
Right.
That's anyway, recess now.
I know that I couldn't be a teacher.
I know that.
They would call me Mr. Splintermaker.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. We need to take a break.
Yes.
I am the Marco.
Yes,
you are.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. A little earlier in the show, I promised that we were going to play the song Spoon Man by Soundgarden
that
is sung by Chris Cornell. We'll be back.
Be sweet.